Heroes of the Valley by Jonathan Stroud. Read by Stephen Pacey. Listen then, and I'll tell you again of the Battle of the Rock. But none of your usual wriggling, or I'll stop before I've begun. In those early years after the settlers came, the Trows infested the whole valley from river's mouth to high stones. After dark, not a home, not a byre, not a stable was safe from them. Their tunnels honeycombed the fields and went under the farmers' doors. Each night saw cows taken from the pastures and sheep from off the slopes. Men walking late were snatched under within sight of home. Women and babies were dragged from their beds. To begin with, the people of each house paved their farms with heavy granite slabs, hall, stable, yards and all, so that the Trows could not break through, and they circled the buildings with high stone walls and posted guards upon them. This improved matters, but at night the fingers of the Trows could still be heard, tap, tap, tapping below the floor stones, searching for weaknesses. It was not a pleasant situation. Now, for some years, Svein had been in his prime, the greatest hero of the valley. He had slain many Trows in single combat, as well as ridding the roads of outlaws, wolves, and other menaces. But not everyone had his prowess, and he thought it was time to do something about the problem once and for all. So he called the other heroes together one day in midsummer. All 12 met on a meadow midway along the valley near where Eirik's house is now, and to begin with, there was much bristling of beards and flexing of shoulders, and every hand was on its sword hilt. But Svein said,
"Friends, it's no secret we've had our differences in the past. Today I propose a truce. These Trows are getting out of hand. I suggest we stand together and drive them from the valley. What about it?"
As you'd expect, the others coughed and hummed and looked in every direction but at Svein, but at last Egil stepped forward.
"Svein," said he, "your words are like an arrow bolt in my heart. I'll stand with you."
Then Thord said,
"That's all very well, but what's in it for us?"
Svein said,
"If we vow to protect the valley, it henceforth belongs to us for evermore. How's that sound?"
The others said that would do very nicely. Then Orm said,
"Where shall we make our stand?"
"I know the very place," said Svein,
and he led the way to where a great rock rose from the meadow, tilted on its side in the wet earth. It was the Wedge then, but they call it Battle Rock now. Gatherings at Eirik's house are held there. You'll see it one day. Svein then said,
"Friends, let our next action, which summons the Trows, also bond us, so that we protect each other as best we can."
Then they drew their swords, and each one cut another's forearm, so that their blood dripped upon the earth at the base of the great stone. The sun was just going down.
"That's good timing," Svein said. "Now we wait."
It so happened that the stone walls around the houses had been very successful at keeping the Trows out, so that famine gnawed in their bellies and made them desperate for the meat of men. When they smelled the spilled blood in the earth, they came hastening from far away. But to begin with, the men heard nothing. After a while, Svein said,
"These Trows are getting sluggish. We'll catch our death of cold standing here all night."
And Gisli said, "This field of yours, Eirik, is really very bumpy. We should do you a favour and till it for you, once we've killed the Trows." Just then they heard a faint, persistent noise, a scratchy sort of hum. It came from underground and all around them.
"That's good," Svein said. "I was getting bored."
While they had been waiting, the moon had come out. All across the field they could see the nettles and tussocks shaking as the Trows passed beneath them, tearing through the soil. Soon every inch of ground was settling and shifting back and forth as if it were water. Then Gisli said,
"That's one job we don't..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?